99.9 Radio USA. Rain is a good thing. That's Luke Bryan at 650. Zero is our temp. And it's time to get weird here on the Weird News. It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. And we head north of the border for our Weird News this morning. Money can't buy happiness, but apparently it can buy you a one-way ticket to the loony bin. As a Canadian man discovered after he was busted for giving cash away to strangers. Richard Wright says he discovered he had some extra cash as he was driving across Prince Edward Island, so he decided to share it, handing out 20s and 50s to people he thought looked needy. Well, cops who heard reports of Wright's actions decided they qualified, or that qualified, as suspicious behavior and decided to stop him for questioning. The result, a policewoman said that the officers concluded that the gentleman should go to the hospital for further assessment by a medical health person. He's currently still there, according to his daughters, who say he's being forced to take medication against his wishes, all because he's just giving money away. Yeah. And a Quebec woman tricked an entire town and her boyfriend into believing that she was pregnant with quintuplets, when in fact, she wasn't pregnant at all. Naturally, one might wonder what Barbara Bilvenu was thinking when she reached full term, what she was going to do. And everyone was anxiously awaiting the arrival of the five little bundles of joy. A group of psychiatrists is wondering the same thing as they evaluate her. A month after meeting her boyfriend, she told him that she was pregnant with twins. Several weeks later, she said she was actually carrying five babies. Well, word got around town and neighbors began showering them with gifts and advice and even financial support. Paul, the father, supposed father, says he was devastated when he found out it's not true. They are no longer together, and Paul says that he's going to return all the gifts that they have received. Hopefully, and the money. That's your Weird News this morning at 6:52.
It's the final days to get spring bonus cash.